with Pishog, you could divide it in two. You've got Pishog, which is like a superstition, and then you've got Pishog, which is a charm or a spell. And apparently, May Day and May Eve is when they are at their best. And what we're talking about here is something that is really quite sinister when you think about it, because it's like witchcraft or indeed rural voodoo. And certainly some of the things that can happen, you do have that gateway between dusk and dawn, whereby if you do, if a charm individual decides to kind of inflict one of these labor, it can be quite damaging. And this was taken very seriously back in the last century. I mean, long before science or medicine ever came along, this was regarded as something that they had to deal with, and it was regarded very much as something to be avoided. So I think certainly the obvious examples, I put up a post from Sean McMahon there today. And Sean, as you know, the late Sean, he died there in January. He was very, very knowledgeable on an awful lot of things. But he certainly, if you listen to that audio pitch on the page, he explains a fair bit. But he does mention that the best day for Pishog was on May Day. And we're talking about rather unusual things like planting, say, eggs on someone's land and waiting for it to rot. And lo and behold, or putting meat onto someone's property, and again the same idea, but it's quite menacing, the fact. But I was going to ask Desi, I hope my signal isn't too weak and I'm not being too delayed here, but the last sheaf of the harvest, or the kalia, that sheaf of the harvest, just to say that my understanding is, okay, so that it was the last piece of the harvest, and it was regarded as sacred, and you kind of bundled it up and tucked it away in the barn, and if it was stolen, all kinds of trouble would occur. And very much like the voodoo doll that we associate with the Caribbean, if someone managed to steal that and basically give it a name of, say, the owner of the farm, and then burn it and bury it, then it was regarded as just fatal, that the harvest would be lost. But the good news about Pishogues, from my understanding, there was always a route to salvation with Pishogue. The fact that it had happened, you could counteract it. But you needed to be quick, because the best day to counteract it was, in fact, on May Day itself. And but you needed to kind of have, you needed to find the perpetrator, right? They needed to own up. They needed to confess what they'd done, reveal where the curse offering was. And lo and behold, you might have a chance. But the idea of that happening, because the very idea of a pisog is that it's surreptitious, and that that people want to have maximum effect on you. So it's a very curious one, that something like that is tucked into this day of great jubilation, in amongst all this this merriment and yellow flowers and whatever else. You've got this sinister force kind of swirling about quietly at work. But it was taken very seriously. And another thing that was taken very seriously was, beggars. Beggars were just definitely not welcome on May Day. I mean, it was regarded as unlucky not to kind of welcome a beggar at any other time of the year. But because of May Day, and the fact that the witches and the good people were regarded as at their strength, it was regarded that a beggar could effectively be one of either creature, and they could take your child, or turn your harvest upside down, and it was just not the done thing. So, it was one of those days when people were on their guard, despite the fact that they were welcoming in the summer, and the fact that the animals were able to go out